So the sounds of language and words have meaning, but we can't help hearing a word and thinking of something. In the same way that when a brass section is playing really loud, I don't remotely think of something delicate like a butterfly. I pick different sounds for that.
Yeah, I mean, poets do that too. We talk about it in terms of word choice or diction, right? I'm going to choose this word over that word because of both its connotative meaning, right, what it evokes in us, and its denotative meaning, its literal meaning. So we could go back to Monty Python and Woody and Tinny words. The word gone, its literal definition is, well, that thing's not there anymore, or that person has left.
But you could use a tinny word like absent. But
exactly, yeah. And it has a different feeling to it. So when we say gone, there's something, when I hear that word, and especially when it's said in a really dramatic way, it's the drama of absence. And this is the way that I think writers in general think when they're choosing words. Which word is going to actually create the emotional effect in the reader that I want?
Well, let's have one of your students give us an example of using the sounds of words and the meaning together in a poem.